From the moment I heard that General Motors was going to make a move to be all EV, I knew that was a bad idea. I said it would bankrupt the company if they went that way. We heard just last week that Ford Motor Company lost $132,000 for every EV it sold this year, a loss of $1.7 billion. And yet, Joe Biden and his cohorts on Capitol Hill keep making this ridiculous push toward all EVs. We don't have the infrastructure. People don't want the vehicles, not in places like Michigan where you have range anxiety because of winter, and yet they just keep pushing and pushing. My next guest, however, is pushing back. Congressman John James was the president of James Group International, CEO of Renaissance Global Logistics, and much more before he was elected to Congress. He is in his first term. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me back on.
And you're also very well known for flying helicopters in the U.S. military, so you're a veteran as well. And this is different, though, isn't it? It's a different kind of fight on Capitol Hill, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a much different fight. Before, people recognized who the enemy was, but right now, people believe that they have a monopoly on the right answer. Right now, people believe that the American people are to be dictated to rather than to be listened to. The people of the United States of America in this country are the ones who should be trusted with their own dollars. People in this country should be trusted with less interference from the federal government. And sadly, a lot of my colleagues on the left haven't quite gotten the memo.
No, they haven't gotten the memo. I just saw, and we talked about this earlier, the Fed is not going to reduce interest rates at all this year. First, it was going to be 6, and then it was going to be 3. Now it's not at all because the government, under these Democrats, continue to print money, push money out that we don't have, causing inflation, causing families to struggle. And we'll get back to that. But first, I want to talk about this basically comply or die electric vehicle mandate. It's as I said, $132,000 per vehicle Ford Motor Company lost. General Motors is losing money. Stellantis is losing money. And we're going to lose the U.S. auto industry. That's exactly what Donald Trump's been warning about from the podium for a while. I've talked about it for years as well. It's a bad policy, forcing people into EVs they don't want and making taxpayers foot the bill as well.
Steve, I don't want to just to gloss over the two really good points you just made. You just brought up the prices and the cost of living, inflation, and the pain that's caused all Americans up and down the chain. When you look at the fact that we're paying 30% more for energy, we're paying 20% more for food, 20% more for rent and housing, and you take a look at the fact that since Biden's taken office, over $900 per month Americans are paying for essential items. That's almost $12,000 a year. Steve, do you know how much Americans spent on a new vehicle last year? It's $12,000 on average. And so $12,000 that Americans are spending more on essentials, with $12,000 average new vehicle for low-income families, that wipes out the purchasing power of people who are trying to achieve the American dream. This administration, pain is their plan. They want to force you onto their Green New Deal agenda, and we are saying no. We are pushing back. We are standing up for American manufacturing, and most importantly, we're standing up for American workers. Their policies that are rooted in activism and not in pragmatism are sending our jobs, our middle class, overseas, and it's bankrupting our children's futures. We're pushing back with these harmful EV policies, and we're standing up for everyday Americans.
And we have to, and you have to, and I'm glad to hear that, Congressman, because look, we're getting pummeled everywhere. Meanwhile, they've left the southern border wide open. We're paying billions of dollars for people that don't even belong here, making sure that they have housing and food and entertainment, while our veterans, people you served with, are homeless today. It is outrageous to people like me.
It's outrageous to everyone across the country. I had the opportunity to go down to the southern border. We went down to the Del Rio sector, and we learned that these cartels, look, under Joe Biden, the America is not in charge of our borders under Joe Biden. The cartels are in charge of our borders under Joe Biden. Cartels made $1.6 billion last year just on human trafficking. And when you look at the fact that over 100,000 Americans have died to fentanyl poisonings and overdoses. When you look at the 7 to 8 million people that we know of who've illegally crossed, and the fact I'm from Michigan, a border state, over 86% of the 586 people who crossed on the FBI watch list crossed on the northern border. This is happening on Joe Biden's watch, and I think it's planned. I think they recognize that their blue states, their Californias, their Illinois, their New Yorks, where they're paying illegals ways, and people are wondering why the Democrats are hemorrhaging the black vote. Well, I don't know. Maybe because illegals get free housing, they get free food, when African Americans who've been here for 400 years, who've been left behind by Democrats, are getting less than that on their SNAP benefits. And African Americans all over the country are beginning to wake up. In Michigan, 40% of African American males are beginning to wake up. 26% of all African Americans, when asked recently on the ballot, were supportive of President Trump. You're looking at Trump plus four amongst people under the age of 35, and we're looking at Trump plus three amongst Hispanic Americans in Michigan on a recent poll. This is all because Joe Biden's terrible policies, from immigration to inflation to international chaos, are failing all Americans at every level, and we are standing up for it right here in our slim, slim Republican majority in the House.
Right, and you look across the swing states, as they call them, swing states, Michigan being one of them, Donald Trump winning all of them right now. Because there's universal pain out there. You talk about the inflation, the cost of living up 30%. You talk about the anger in places even like Chicago and New York, or the importation of all these illegals that are then put up in some of the posh hotels with recreational facilities and so forth, things that ordinary Americans are busting their tail for and losing $900 a month just trying to keep up. Let me ask you about something else here in the headlines real quickly here, Congressman. Michigan, the House Committee on Small Business sending subpoenas to the Small Business Administration because apparently they're working in Michigan trying to register Democrat voters. The SBA, not working for business in Michigan, not working to create more jobs, but trying to register voters here. This happened yesterday. What do you make of it?
Well, I mean, again, I'm disappointed, but I'm certainly not surprised. This is a crooked administration. Everything they do is about preserving and protecting their power. And most of the things they accuse conservatives of is gaslighting, and is also projecting. I think this president is compromised. Joe Biden is compromised. Everything he's doing is hurting everyday Americans, and he's using your taxpayer dollars to undermine your vote, which is among the many things that we're doing right here in this conservative House, is we are pushing to make sure that illegals cannot vote. We are standing up because the Congress determines what happens in Washington, D.C., and folks in D.C. are pushing to allow illegals to vote. We're saying no. You see efforts in New York to allow illegals to vote. We're saying no. We are pushing forward federal legislation to make sure that only American citizens can be counted for apportionment in the census. This means that grant money is allowed is a proportion or size of the state, or how lines are drawn as they pertain to to where seats are. We're pushing back on that to make sure that your vote is not drowned out.
Being a citizen matters, Congressman. That's what you tell me. All right, you're running for re-election. Real quickly, where can people find more about John James? Maybe throw a dollar in the kitty.
If you believe in conservative values and you believe in standing up and fighting back, please go to johnjamesmi.com. That's johnjamesmi.com.
All right. Congressman, thank you for being here.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
Thank you, and thank you for what you're doing. JohnJamesMI.com. Get involved with John James. He's a freshman. They're coming after him hard this time around. JohnJamesMI.com. You can find out more. And like I say, throw a little money in the kitty. Goes a long way. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Drivers, when you see the flashing lights of a stopped emergency vehicle, tow truck, or road maintenance vehicle, use your lights too. First, show your brake lights by slowing down at least 10 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. Then, flash your turn signal and move over to the next lane if possible. This protects roadway responders and others. It's also the law. So, when you see flashing lights, slow down and move over. Sponsored by the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.